right side of the line with Allen and also Newton. How do they do this week? And do you feel like they could do anything on Sunday, or do you think it's probably unlikely?
You know, that's going to probably be determined before the game. And so, you know, the right side, whoever was in there this week, I thought the line had a good week. Now, the deal is they got to do it on Sunday night. So, but we'll determine. This is probably the first week this year where we've really had to probably work some guys out before the game to see if they can play.
Do you have all three guys still in the concussion protocol?
I think so, yeah.
How do you view the situation with your two cornerbacks, Kareem and Jonathan?
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I think J.J. will be able to go. Kareem will probably have to check out before the game. And Boye and Kevin Johnson are ready to go.
Coach, you added Robert Nelson off the practice squad to the active roster. Can you maybe explain what he brings to the table, especially with the injuries you have in the secondary?
Yeah, I think he adds some depth in the secondary. He's got good speed, helps on special teams. He'll be out there on special teams. He's a very competitive guy. In fact, at the end of training camp, you know, in the Dallas preseason game, I thought he played really well and was really in the conversation to make the 53. And so, you know, it was a promotion that was, I think, deserved. You know, now, you know, sometimes, you know, these promotions to the 53, you never know how long they last. Guys got to go out there and play well, just like everybody else. So, but I think he deserves to be up there this week.
And Coach, real quick, T.Y. Hilton's always had a lot of success against you. Is there anything you guys are doing different defensively, planning-wise, to try to stop what he's been able to do against you in the past?
Yeah, I mean, these guys, you know, with the way the rules are now, it's hard to, like, just totally take a guy out of the game, you know. I mean, if you can only contact him under 5 yards. So, you know, the guy's going to get his catches. You know, he's gonna have some catches. The deal is, you know, you can't let him beat you over the top. That's where he kills people is, you know, he gets 63-yard touchdown against, I think it was, I forget who, but he ran a post late in the game. Turned a slant into another 60-yard touchdown against San Diego, I think it was. But anyways, I mean, you just can't let the guy catch one underneath and take it to the house, and you can't let him run by you. You know, you just got to keep the ball in front of you. That's a big, big part of it. You have to do a great job. You know, the hidden stat to me that people don't – everybody – of course you got to do well on third down. Of course you got to do well in the red area. I mean, that's like stating the obvious. You know, that really is. But the stat that people should talk about more – is the first down stat. Like, how are you doing on first down? You know, Minnesota, for instance, their defense leads the league in first down defense. I think they give up under 4 yards a game per play, which is unbelievable. And so, like, what are you doing on first down to get yourself on offense on target, on schedule, and what are you doing on defense to keep them off schedule? I think that's a big stat. That's going to be one of the bigger stats in this game and really all the games.
Hey, Coach, has Antonio Smith helped you guys, and is he progressing to where he could help more?
Absolutely. I mean, I thought he gave us some good juice in there last week in Minnesota. He almost had a safety there with Whitney on a sack. Yeah, great guy in the locker room. Definitely a good addition. Great guy.